From out of the West comes Red Rider, America's famous fighting cowboy.
Trot up that pony, Little Beaver. The circus is in Devil's Hole tonight. Let's hit the trail and find out what's up now.
You betcha, Red Rider. Get along. Get him up. Get.
Get going, Thunder. Hit that trail. Come on, Thunder.
The Adventures of Red Rider. Here's a question I wish you folks would answer for me. When you opened that lunchbox this noon, were those sandwiches tender, tempting, fresh-tasting, a real treat? Well, if they were made with Langendorf bread, you can bet your boots they were all of that. Yes, sir, because Langendorf bread is the bread that stays deliciously fresh longer. Sandwiches made in the morning for your midday lunch are still deliciously fresh and tasty when that noon whistle blows. But that's not all. Those swell-tasting Langendorf bread sandwiches help keep you feeling peppy all afternoon. That's because of the big 1-2 energy values in Langendorf bread. Vitamin B1, without which you cannot feel your energetic best, and dextrose, the world's greatest quick energy food. So do this, won't you? At your grocer's tomorrow, reach for the bread that gives you extra goodness, extra nourishment. Fresh and tasty Langendorf bread, judged America's finest by baking experts. It stays deliciously fresh longer. Met Red Rider, he and Little Beaver had succeeded in trapping roaring Chris Bender, turning him over to the sheriff and saving the election for Mayor Harcourt. And now with spring in the air, posters all about Devil's Hole tell of the annual arrival of the circus, McCune's Mammoth Circus. As we join Red and Little Beaver, they are on the trail from Painted Valley to town for a day's outing, the parade, and tonight's circus.
What are you thinking about so deeply, Little Beaver?
Me think him now can spell cat, dog, pig, another animal. Maybe today me learn him spell lion and tiger when go to circus.
That's what I call a top-rung idea, son.
Oh, Red Rider, see him just down the road? Many wagons. Maybe they could be circus wagons on way to Devil's Hole.
They sure could, Little Beaver.
Mm.
What's more, that's just what it is. Look at them, all that gilt and red paint glinting in the sun. Oh, it makes me wish I was your age again.
Mm. Red Rider, hear him? Someone tried bushwhack circus wagon train.
They're riding right into an ambush. And that lead team's scared and running away. Pound leather, Little Beaver. We've got to ride.
Chase him up, Papoose. Run him fast. Give.
Cut across that brush, fella. Lay onto it hard. Come on, Thunder. I see her, all right. Look behind. That circus crew drive off the sidewinders who were ambushing them.
Bushwhackers run for the hill.
Good. Then all there's left is for me to stop this runaway team. All right, pour it on, Thunder. All right, steady now. Oh, you panicky move, you. Ho! Slow down there. Ho! That's it. There you are, miss. You just arrived a little ahead of schedule. Oh,
I hardly know what to say. It would have been awful hadn't it been for you. Oh, I'm Norma McCune, owner of this circus.
She owned them circus. Good. Maybe for help, she let us go in for nothing, huh?
That'll be enough, Little Beaver. I'm Red Rider, Miss McCune. You'll have to forgive my sidekick here, but he's been dreaming of circus day for weeks now.
I don't blame him. As much as I see of them, I still can't get enough of a circus.
Miss, have you any idea who it was who tried to ambush your outfit back down the road?
Yes and no. I mean, I know who would try to get rid of the McCune Circus, but I'm sure he isn't in this part of the country.
I see. Mind if I ask this hombre's name?
Why, no, I guess not. It's Glade Slavens, owner of Slavens Super Combined Shows. He's been trying to put us out of business for years now. One of his men finally got my dad.
I see. Well, I'm plumb sorry about this, Miss McCune. But since everything seems so uncertain, how did B.F. Little Beaver and I stuck along with you until we got into town and the fairgrounds?
I think that would be wonderful, Mr. Ryder, but...
Now, never mind the buts, miss. I'm too fond of a circus to stand by while some gun-toting Jasper ruins yours. Right here, your reins. So let's rejoin your wagons and head for town. That's the Devil's Hole Fairgrounds, miss. Just inside that row of cottonwoods. Follow that cow path. Yeah, that's right. You see it now? It's right
over... Mr. Ryder, look. Those men are putting up tents in there.
Well, I wonder where they came from.
I wondered, too, till I saw the face of one of them. It's Glade Slavens and his bunch of gun-toting roustabouts.
In that case, let's stop right here and have us a showdown. Oh, thunder. You'd better wait here, miss, while I...
Missy, she weighed him. Me take him care of her.
Look, cowboy, I appreciate your help, but this is my business, and I still run it. If you want to come along...
That's all the invitation I need.
Oh, now, put that stake in there, Mac. Put the stake in there.
Well, Slavens, it didn't work, did it?
Beg your pardon, Miss McCune?
You know what I mean, all right. Tried to stampede my wagon train outside of town and then cash in on all the business my show would bring.
Maybe you know what you're talking about, but I don't.
Mister, that isn't the tone we use out here in talking to a lady.
Why don't you go throw your rope, cowboy? This is our busy day.
Keep talking like that, and it'll be a lot busier than you counted on.
Excuse me, Red. Now, Slavens, I'm giving you 5 minutes to load your outfit and pull out of here. I'm booked into the fairgrounds, and I'm going to put on a show.
Funny how one little girl can make so many big mistakes.
I thought I spoke to you, Slavens, about the tone you're using.
If it's trouble you're looking for, Puncher, you don't have to get glasses. You found it right here.
I'm not looking for trouble, but I'd be proud to oblige you.
Red, please, don't start a fight. He's got a dozen
men. I don't need more than my own two hands. All right, Redhead. Now get up and get out of here.
I'm getting up, but I'm not leaving here yet.
Go on, Red. Let him have it. Let him have it with both hands.
You like this, Miss Norma? Since you like this fairground so much, maybe you can get a lot closer to it, Mr. Slavens.
Yeah.
Rocky! Fargo! Hey, Rue! Hey, Rue! Hey, come on.
What is it, boss?
So that's it. Stand back, boys. He's all mine.
Mister, a smart man wouldn't even remember he was packing a gun.
Rocky, quit stalling.
All right, boss.
I warned you, Rocky, and now if you want to try and fill your hand, go for your gun.
That's just what I am doing.
Any of you other junts want to have a drawing match? All right, then. Start packing up and clearing out of here promptly.
Red Rider, look. Here comes Sheriff running like old plow horse.
Well, now, the sheriff will make this dispossessing party nice and legal.
What's going on here, anyway?
Howdy, Sheriff.
Ryder, what in tarnation are you doing here with these circus troublemakers?
I'll answer that, Sheriff. I'm Norma McCune. My circus is to play here tonight and tomorrow.
Yeah? Who said it was?
Slavens, I'd hate to have to teach you that lesson in manners all over again.
Now, hold on. Fist fights, shooting scrapes, we've had enough trouble already. Now, miss, who said your circus is going to play here tonight?
Why, of course it is. We've played Devil's Hole on this date every year now for the last 16 years.
Besides, Sheriff, her circulars have been all over town for a week.
Red, you're a mighty handy man in a scrap, but when it comes to law business, I'll thank you to keep out of it.
Just as you say, Sheriff.
You bet it'll be just as I say. Now, Miss McCune, what made you think you had exclusive rights to use the fairgrounds?
You knew we were coming, didn't you?
Well, sure I knew. I can read, especially type as big as you use on them fancy posters. But did you write and ask for permission? No, just like a woman, you took it for granted.
Now, hold on, Sheriff. Are you meaning to say you're going to let Slavens keep his outfit here and order Miss McCune off?
You're dad blamed right I am. Law says without no special agreement, first come, first served. And Slavens and his shebang got here first.
I never heard of such a thing. Why, all the unfair, ridiculous...
Now, easy, miss. Tempers aren't going to help this situation any. Now, I suppose you realize, Sheriff, that you're playing right into this man's hands. He's taking advantage of all the advertising and prestige Miss McCune has, and still you say it's legal.
I guess I know the law.
I wonder. Come on, Miss Norma. There are more ways than one of skinning a cat, and in these parts there's a fair-sized bounty on skins that come off skunks.
look, Glade, there's one thing I don't understand yet. How'd you buy off that sheriff?
He looks like he eats honesty with his oatmeal in the morning.
Why, he's as honest as the day is long. That's what makes him so easy to get to.
And I'll follow you, boss.
All the money he makes is a dollar a day for what prisoners he's got, and that too before lockup. So when I came along and offered to pay $100 to the sheriff's treasury for the use of the fairgrounds, well, you can imagine. That sheriff's just a public-spirited citizen.
We ought to carry him along on a sideshow as a freak.
Never mind the bum jokes. Get the men together and wait for Ryder to show his face. Then when he does, make it look like 2 bits worth of hamburger steak.
Something to make Missy stop crying?
No, come on, Miss Norma. Buck up, we're not licked yet.
No, Mr. Ryder, I'm afraid we are. The worst part of it is I've been looking forward to what we'd make here to pay everybody. Now I'm afraid there's nothing left to do but sell out to Slavin.
You mean if there's enough left of Slavin to do anything with?
Well, what do you mean?
Well, first off, you still have several hours before circus time.
And no place to set up my tent.
I've got a few ideas about that. The first thing you'll have to do is put on your regular parade.
But I don't see what...
Remember the Pied Piper? And how all the rats followed him out of town? Well, that's what I'm aiming to do by having you hold your parade. Get everybody following us. Following us away from the fairgrounds and Slavin's show.
But where to? Where can I hold the show?
Now, let's do one thing at a time. You see, I reckon if Slavin's really doesn't want your circus put on, he'll overplay his hand when he thinks he's licked. And if he does, well, that's all I'm waiting for.
Good idea, Red Rider.
Thanks, Little Beaver. Now, how about it, Miss Norma? Do we have a parade?
Well, here they come. Hey, you see that crowd?
Red Rider! Red Rider! Why you no take me to circus parade before? You need fun.
It makes me feel like a 10-year-old kid. Say, what's that clown, Little Beaver? See him turning somersaults right in the street?
He can turn them somersaults. Walk on hands, too. He like them best effluents.
Effluents? That's elephants, Little Beaver.
Who care what call them? Me only like fat animal with 2 tails. One in back, another tail in front.
Say, Little Beaver, look, the parade is slowing down.
I see him. Why? Sheriff, here, but first wagon. Talk him to Miss Norma.
What in thunderation is that sheriff up to now? Come on, Little Beaver, let's run.
Don't care, can't legal. You get that parade off the street.
Now, just a minute, Sheriff. Now, what's all this about?
Holding a parade without no permit, that's what. By ginger, we got laws in this town, and I'm here to keep them.
But I never had to have a permit before.
Ignorance of the law is no excuse, miss. Now, what...
Who put you up to this one, Sheriff? Slavin's and his crowd?
See here, Ryder. You keep opening your trap, and I'll trap you right down in a nice dark cell.
If you didn't have that badge on your shirt...
Why, you...
Red Ryder, you let old Billy Goat hit you like that?
Nothing much I can do, Little Beaver, except say that a man his age should have better sense. All right, you better do as he says, Miss Norma. Turn your teams and head out of town.
But the circus. If I leave town, I won't ever be able to give a show.
That's something I wouldn't be too sure of. You advertise a show today, and I'm going to see that the folks of this valley aren't cheated. Come on, Little Beaver. We've got work to do, and we've got to work fast.
We return to the adventures of Red Ryder in just a moment. But before we continue with tonight's story, I want all you boys and girls to meet Red Ryder in person.
Howdy, boys and girls. It's been a real pleasure for me to have appeared before you for the past 2 months. And I almost feel that I know each and every one of you. Little Beaver and myself appreciate the many letters that we've received from our good listeners. And we're gratified to know that you're enjoying our Red Ryder shows 3 nights a week. Now, I'm going to ask you to do something for our sponsors in appreciation for these shows that you enjoy so much. You know, Langendorf bread has been judged by experts as America's finest. This means that it has all the health-giving qualities to help make you physically fit to do your bit. When you or your mother go to your grocer's to buy bread, will you please do me a real favor? Always insist on Langendorf bread. I'll sure appreciate it. And I'll have some more good news for you regarding a new club and full particulars on next Thursday's program.
You betcha. Langendorf bread tastes them swell, and me appreciate it too if you get them.
As we rejoin Red Rider, Red, Little Beaver, Norma McCune, and her entire circus company are working like Trojans. But Rocky runs into Glade Slavin's headquarters tent with the explanation.
Boss, I just found out what they're up to, and it ain't good.
Well, come on, what are they up to?
Well, they're going to give their show anyhow.
What? What are you talking about now?
I'm telling you, that engine kid is running all over town telling people the McCune show is being held out at Painted Valley Ranch.
Painted Valley? Whose place is that?
Now, don't go getting any ideas about it. That ranch belongs to an aunt of that redhead's. Folks in town call her the Duchess.
Oh, so that's it, huh? Well, just like Ryder says, there's more than one way to skin a cat. You got about 6 men you can spare this afternoon?
Is it going to take 6 to get that guy?
It's going to take 6 for what I got in mind. Go on, now round them up while I figure this thing out right.
If there's any more help you need, Miss McCune, just let me and my nephew know.
Any more help? Well, you've been wonderful already letting me use your ranch to put up my tent.
Sorry, I can't take any bows for it. I'm not doing it just to be a good neighbor. I get a thrill out of the circus even at my age.
Oh, go on, Duchess. You don't look a day over 20.
Oh, that's a good one. Use them plenty soft soap. Make a many Duchess feel good.
That'll be enough out of you, you copper-colored scalawag. Remember, if there's anything you want, Miss McCune, just let us know.
Oh, that aunt of yours is a wonderful person, Mr. Ryder.
Yep, she's been a mother and a father, a school teacher and a judge to me.
Mm. She plenty skookum squaw. Voice like big wind, but her heart like spring breeze.
Well, I'll be doggone if going to school isn't making you poetic.
Mm. No talking about school now. Me want them see circus effluence and clowns.
Little Beaver, how would you like to meet one of the clowns?
You only tease me.
Oh, indeed not. Diablo, come on over here.
Yes, Miss Norma, you wanted something?
Yes, Diablo. I want you to shake hands with a young friend of mine, Little Beaver.
Mm. Howdy, Mr. Diablo.
Well, tan my hide and call me Buckskin. I'll bet you he's not a little Indian at all. I think he's a little white girl dressed up in costume.
Me not no little white squaw. Me fighting Indian brave.
You better not make him prove it, Diablo. That papoose can handle a bow and arrow better than I can handle a 6-gun.
Help, I take it all back. Don't scalp me with that tomahawk.
You take me over to Effluence and me no scalp you.
Well, come on, son. I'll introduce you to Mumbo and Jumbo. They're as lazy and cantankerous as they are me.
Well, I guess that'll keep little Beaver busy until showtime. All right, come on, Miss Norma. There's a lot to do before we can start selling tickets.
Well, here's the place, boss. See it?
Oh, so that's the Painted Valley Ranch, huh? Well, it's going to look more like a roaring canyon before we get through with it.
What are you up to, Glade? You're being mighty mysterious about just how we're going to take care of that McCune girl and her gentleman friend, Ryder.
I didn't want to say anything until I was sure. But look down there. See all them cattle?
Yeah.
Maybe they belong to this old woman who owns Painted Valley Ranch. But what those steers don't know is they're working for us. Come on, boys, start those horses.
Way, ladies and gentlemen, step right up, right this way. The biggest little show west of Chicago. We got them all, folks. We got everything. See the hair-raising trapeze artists, the side-splitting clowns, Mumbo and Jumbo, the two genuine South African pachyderms. I guess you folks call them elephants, but these two were brought to this country at a tremendous and gigantic expense by Mr. McCune, who founded the show. See the wild animal, folks, the tigers, the lions, the monkey. We got them all, folks. We've got everything. Why, we've got the greatest, grandest, most stupendous and significant spectacle on the face of the earth. All for the price of two good cigars. 2 bits, 5 little nickels, 2 dimes and a nickel. And children, not only admitted at half price, but the children, God bless them, get absolutely free at no cost whatsoever. 1 giant-sized package of that popular taste-tickling confection, Crackerjack. All right, ladies and gentlemen, don't crowd, don't push, and keep your hands out of your neighbor's pockets. Step right up, step this way. A little lady at the cashier's booth will be glad to take the money and give you your tickets. See Mumbo and Jumbo, ladies and gentlemen.
Red Ryder, me sure have him plenty fun. Me meet him little man, him old as Annie Duchess, but him smaller than me.
That's what they call a midget, Little Beaver.
Maybe him midget, but him look him like little boy who ought to be spank him. Him smoke him up big black cigar.
Big black cigars are just midget's pipes apiece, Little Beaver. Say, by the way, how did you like the Ephelons?
You better go, Miss Jane's school. Ephelons. Diablo, he tell me they call them elephants.
Jack. Well, come on, Little Beaver. Miss Norma told me she'd have 2 swell seats for us down front.
Yeah, me no can wait. Me think him circus much better go him to than happy hunting grounds.
Those happy hunting grounds are something to keep in mind. I'm not going to feel clear of them until the show's over and we haven't been bothered by Glade Slavens and his gunmen.
That's the prettiest sight I ever saw.
What sight? What are you talking about, boss?
Them cattle down there. All right, men, now here's what I want you to do. When I give the word, ride down and stampede that herd. Head them away from that ridge and turn them so they run for that circus tent.
You mean we're going to stampede them into the tent and ruin that girl's circus?
And that ain't all. That head of red hair should make a pretty good target in all that milling around. And there's a $500 bonus for the man who brings me his scalp. Okay, let's ride!
And now, ladies and gentlemen, a little lady, Mademoiselle Louise, the world's most renowned trapeze artist, will perform at 70 before your eyes, 5 complete turns in midair, as she swings unaided from high platform to high platform. All right, are you ready, Mademoiselle?
Oui, I am ready.
Very well, then. If you're ready, 1...
Oh! Red Ryder! Red Ryder! You hear him what I hear him?
Good glory. There can't be any mistake about this. That stampeding cattle.
Everybody, outside the tent. No need to shout, but hurry.
Hey, you! Hey, what's the big idea? Slavin's paying you to bring up the show?
No, you fool. Someone's stampeding cattle, and they're coming right this way.
They're all animals. Have they ever knocked down those cages?
Norma, Diablo, get your men together. Hurry. Have them save the wild animal cages while I see if I can turn off that herd. Little Beaver, find your pony and hit the saddle.
Duchess! What's happened? Who are those men stampeding our cattle?
Finding out who they are is my job. You round up as many of the punches as are within earshot and turn that herd back.
Red, good gravy. Those steers are making right for the wild animal cages.
Hurry, run for your horses. There are 600 lives at stake.
Guess we fix that girl and that smart aleck redhead for good.
They never knew what hit them. If any of your boys round up some of those cats or elephants that escaped, hold on to them. When I buy out my friend, Miss McCune, I'd like to get every animal that I'm paying for.
That's a good one, boss. Get everything you're paying.
Well, I guess there's nothing for us to do but go back to town. Hey, what's that?
Huh? Boss, that's someone following us. I see him now. It's that big redhead, the engine kid, some old lady, and 2 other men.
Why, that fool. If it's trouble he's looking for, let's make sure that he gets it. Spread out.
Hey, look. One of them lions loose up above you. Look out. He's going to jump.
No.
What?
Hey, lion, got the boss. Hey, got the boss.
Who's this?
Red, that's what I call beautiful shooting. You drop that lion like a clay pipe in a shooting gallery.
Thanks, Ryder. Oh, that lion just about killed me.
The only reason I shot it was to have what's left of you for myself. Now, hold thunder. All right, Slavens. The sheriff's here and listening. Now start talking.
Talking? Are you crazy? I had nothing to do with what happened at the circus.
Then how do you know about it? I don't suppose it means anything to you that a few hundred women and children could have been killed, you black-hearted...
Why, you!
That other man going for guns!
Trying to shoot my nephew in the back, are you?
And you wake up after this, Slavens, you'll be in a cage of your own. Now, you ready to talk?
You've got nothing to hold us on. We had nothing to do with those steers tearing down the tents. We just happened to be mixed up with the cattle, that was all.
And by thunder, that'll be enough. Slavens, you can have your $100 back. This town don't rent to no cattle thieves. Cattle stealing is a major crime in these parts. Just enough to put you and your roughnecks behind bars for the next 10 years. Now, come on.
Hey, you can't do that.
Maybe this will teach you something, Slavens. Next time you try to steal a circus, make sure you don't play your own clown.
You should have been in court, Red. That judge gave Slavens and his whole gang everything the law allows. If they get out under 12 years, I'll eat the jail. Cells, locks, and all.
Red, I...
Now, look, Norma. You've been doing nothing but thank me for the last 3 days. I'm convinced.
But the way you roped all those wild animals and got them back without hurting any of them...
Come on, little Beaver. We'd better get out of here before they start pinning medals on us.
Yeah, you betcha. We got time for medals when we old men. Get him up, Papoose. Get along.
Start running, boy. Hit that trail. We've got to get to Tarantula Springs before Laredo Jim gets out of jail. Come on, thunder!
Red Rider and Little Beaver not only risked their lives in saving the circus, but had the time of their lives, too. Every American, no matter how old, no matter how great, still has a special corner of his heart reserved for that grand old institution, the circus. But now that Red and his Indian partner are heading for Tarantula Springs, you can look forward to another rip-roaring, gun-shooting adventure next time you meet America's famous fighting cowboy when he tries to put Laredo Jim Flagger back in jail and reestablish law and order in the smoke-filled valley. Red Rider comes to you every Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday over these same stations. Tune in again Saturday at 7:30. Red Rider is presented for your enjoyment by Langendorf, bakers of the bread judged America's finest. Today, there's a real opportunity for every man and woman to help win this war. Our national defense organizations need all kinds of skilled and unskilled workers. Typists, clerks, fire wardens, filter center workers. There's plenty of work for everyone in America's gigantic war effort. So get in touch with your local Red Cross, USO, or civilian defense headquarters and enroll for victory work. Yes, do your bit. And keep physically fit. Langendorf bread, made with dextrose for extra energy, plus essential vitamins and proteins, will help safeguard your health and give you the mental and physical fitness so needed today. Get the bread judged America's finest, fresh and tasty Langendorf bread at your grocer's tomorrow.
Red Rider came to you from Hollywood. This is the Blue Network.